Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie Cross, branding, money breakthroughs and business coach, helping entrepreneurs just like you in getting noticed, hired and paid what you're worth. One of the questions I'm often asked is, Anne-Marie, how do I position myself and build my reputation as an expert? Now this is such a great question, particularly if you're a service-based business owner and you're looking to build your credibility and reputation as a specialist. Once you're known as a specialist, what often happens then when your reputation precedes you and people really get to know that you're doing some amazing things with your clients, they want to work with you. And so that's the sort of thing that you want to build in your business. But there's a couple of things that I notice entrepreneurs are doing, which is inhibiting their ability to build their brand as an expert. Here's the first thing I see. Is when they have too many diverse services and products that they offer, which are not complementary to one another. In fact, that saying, you know, being a jack of all trades and a master of none, if you're trying to build your reputation as an expert, you really do need to refine your service and offerings so that it is streamlined and people really get to know, trust and like you and realize that you really are quite a specialist in your field. When you do that, it's a huge relief too, because I know a lot of business owners, when they're juggling a lot of different balls in their business and the different service offerings, it's a real drain on energy trying to keep up with everything that's going on in the marketplace. And that's often an indication if you're struggling to keep up, if you don't know whether you're a Martha or Arthur and you're not really making an impact online and in your business networking activities, then you've probably got too many business offerings. You need to niche, you need to get focused. What do you want to become an expert in? Make sure that it is under one core brand message. Secondly, talking about core brand messages, this is really all about what are you communicating online? And I'm talking about your tweets, sharing your Facebook posts, LinkedIn, YouTube, all of those sorts of things. Because what you're commenting on really does impact on the topics that you become a specialist in. So, for instance, I'm a business coach and also a branding specialist, as you know, if you've been following me for a while. So imagine if I started tweeting and communicating about MYOB, the accounting packages, or investing in different areas of business, or buying business properties, or goodness knows what else. If you've been following me for a while, you'd be going, what on earth is she talking about? That has got nothing to do with branding or building a powerful online profile and building a successful business, does it? So it really detracts from my overall brand message, the core brand message that I want to become known as an expert in. So what I want to encourage you to do today is to have a look. What am I retweeting? What am I sharing? What are my articles about? What am I communicating and contributing to? Is it on brand? Is it continuing to strengthen my message so that I'm becoming an expert in that particular topic, whatever that topic is, whatever that topic that you want to become a specialist in? So those are a couple of tips. Once you get really clear and focused on that, you'd be surprised how everything that you do, you say, your interactions, the things that you share is just so on brand. You really do become known as someone, as an expert and a specialist in your field because you're consistent sending out an on-brand message. So that was my tip for today. I hope it was helpful. If you have any questions, you know how to reach me. Love to hear from you. If you've had some success or an aha moment, share that too so we can all celebrate alongside you. Send it to your friends, like it. And of course, until we meet again, stay inspired. This is Anne-Marie.